Mayor Dan Ridenour's proposed budget of more than $54 million is an increase in spending from last year, but it's also adding more money to the city's rainy day fund. Last year, COVID-19 pandemic shutdowns had Ridenour worried the city could see less in income taxes from that unemployment, so he planned rainy day savings. But now he says tax news from the state of Indiana is good.
We were not hit as deeply as the estimates thought.
In June, state officials reported sales, individual income, and corporate income tax collections all dramatically exceeded anticipated levels. It's even triggered the state's automatic taxpayer refund. In this year's budget, the mayor is keeping up his commitments to streets and parks. Funding for the street department is up 14% from last year, which in itself was an increase from the previous city administration. Though Muncie residents aren't seeing the fruits of last year's increase on city roads yet. Ridenour says you can blame the pandemic for that.
We had the money budgeted, and we have the projects planned and ready to go, but some of the schedules of the contractors, because everything was shut down in 2020, so they got behind in their work and therefore are still finishing up 20 work before they'll start the 21.
The parks budget is also increasing. The mayor says it's earmarked for playground updates, more parks maintenance, and hiring a full-time assistant forester to help park greenery. The budget will be introduced at Muncie City Council's September 13th meeting, and Finance Committee hearings are expected to continue through September. In Muncie, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.